Bob, Bob, Bo, Bob, banana, fana, for fob, me, my, mo, mom.
Hi.
Bob. Do you know that name game that kids play?
Oh, yes. It was a big hit by Shirley Ellis.
Ellis. Oh, you've got a good memory from 64, 1964.
Yeah, banana.
So I'm driving around with my kid over the weekend, and we're just seeing things on the road and just doing it over and over again, like street, street, bo beat, banana, fana, fo fee. And he says, I know, truck. Let's do truck. Truck, truck, bo buck, banana, fana, fo.
Oh,
only he didn't
yeah.
just stop there.
Wow. Did he know?
No, he had no
he
idea
just
what
kept
he was
going.
Doing. He just kept going. Yeah. Truck, truck,
that's even
bo
better.
Buck, banana, fana. Yeah, it was a pretty precious moment.
The name game.
Well, I think we have more interesting music to play today.
We do. On today's it was show. Such a remarkable weekend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
And from that weekend, we heard lots of new music. We've been talking a bunch around the office about songs and how do you make songs that unify and protest songs and all that stuff. And hopefully we'll do some bigger roundup of things. But there was a little video that was made. Right.
It was a song that a group of women sang a cappella. They were a flash mob. They choir. They popped up at different places during the march in Washington. And there's a musician, a pop singer named Milk, who goes by the name Milk. She's from Los Angeles. And she wrote this song called Quiet. And she released it a couple days before the march. And she thought, you know, it'd be really powerful and memorable if I could get a bunch of women together to sing this song. So she contacted a bunch of women. She knew singers. They all rehearsed the song together via Skype a few times, and then it was a great idea. It's just a really beautiful, moving anthem, this rallying cry for action. And Milk has a studio version of the song that she released. It's just Milk singing of the song Quiet that she put out just last week. Here's the song Quiet.
Your face, know your place, shut up and smile, don't spread your legs. I could do that, but no one knows me, no one ever will, if I don't say something. If I just lie still, would I be that monster? Scare them all.
That song really gets me. It's a one-woman riot. You know, I think if I have one complaint about pop music is it's often just, it's too safe sonically, too safe lyrically. And this song is none of those things. It is just, the opening lines to this song are just brutal. It's basically her saying what's expected or allowed of women. Put on your face, know your place, shut up and smile. And it just kills me. So Connie Lim is the singer who wrote this. She goes by the name Milk, M-I-L-C-K, and she has also launched a website and a social media campaign called I Can't Keep Quiet. And she says it's a place to collect and share personal stories to help raise awareness of abuse of women and minorities, and also a place to encourage empathy and tolerance. So the song is Quiet from Milk. And definitely go to the website and check out the video of the women singing at the march. It's very moving.
And then Angel Olsen put out a song on Friday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Part of a series that's going to come out, 100 songs in 100 days, basically.
So, you know, anytime a new administration takes office, they will always talk about what they're going to do in the first 100 days in office. And so a bunch of artists have gotten together for what they call their first 100 days. New song every day for 100 days. 100 songs that inspire progress and benefit a cause for change is the full title. And the money from this project goes to a number of different organizations that fight for environmental protection and civil rights. Anyway, they've already had Power Bottom, Jason Molina, and now Angel Olsen. She did a song called Fly on Your Wall. She didn't write it for this project, but she thought it was a perfect time to share it. It's sort of a song about what happens when you allow somebody else to control you.
At first it wasn't long.
There's beauty in the world, Bob.
Indeed there is.
A lot of it. This song, another great lyrical song. She says, I went along for the ride. I was a fly on your wall to see the heart of it all. I found a feeling inside, or should I say it found me. I turned into someone I never imagined I'd be. And I reached out to Angel Olsen to ask her a little bit more about why she did this project, the 100 Songs in 100 Days. And she says, I'm quoting her here, she says, it's been backwards for a while, even before our election. But there's little time to argue or feel defeated. Make 2017 about taking up a worthy cause, whatever it be. Just make an actual move. Be involved. Be engaged. More songs for this project are coming from Mitski, Toro y Moi.
So basically you pay a subscription to the series.
Yeah, it's all on Bandcamp. Just if you just search for Our First 100 Days in Bandcamp, you'll find the collection.
Her reimagining or rethinking the meaning of a song, Angel Olsen, reminded me of something that happened yesterday to me when I got in a video by Charlotte Day Wilson. I don't know if you know Charlotte Day Wilson. I've seen her a few times now. She's a Canadian singer, Toronto-based, and she recently played, in fact, Monday, went online, a Tiny Desk video with a group she's friends with called Bad, Bad, Not Good. But she sings solo, and she has a song called Work, and it was on an EP that came out this summer. It's called CDW. And I thought it was a really pretty song, a song about relationships and so forth. When the video came, the video is, I'll let her describe it. Let's call her up, and she'll tell you about this video. And the meaning of the song completely changed. It was really beautiful. Hi, it's Bob. How are you? Good. I'm going to put you into our system. You'll hear a little white noise for a second, then I can talk through our microphone. How are you doing? Are you in Toronto? Is that where I'm calling?
I am in Toronto, yeah.
And so we just played the song by Angel Olsen, and the song, it's called Fly on Your Wall. It's one of those songs that she didn't write for a cause, but when she looks at the world and what's going on, she sees that song, as Robin said, about control, right, Robin? Robin Hilton's here.
Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. And back in the summer, I think it was, when your EP came out, your song Work, I listened to, and I thought it was a beautiful song. It felt more about relationship than not. And then yesterday, I got this beautiful video in, and it made me rethink, given the weekend of people out rallying for their cause, it made me rethink the whole meaning of the song and certainly your intent in the song and the video. You want to describe what's happening in this video that is online now for folks?
Sure, yeah. So the song itself, when I wrote it, it wasn't necessarily what it ended up being about in the music video. It was more about working hard to like achieve your goals and doing so with the people around you who are there to support you. And when we wanted to shoot the music video, I had the idea to have just like a stream of people coming down an escalator because I had been on transit and kind of stood at the bottom one day and just like watched all of the faces come down, as you kind of don't really know where people are going, whether they're on their work, whether they're finishing a shift, whether they're going to meet up with friends or whatever. And I just really liked the image of it. And I thought about it to the song, and I thought it could be an interesting concept, as like the song is about, you know, working hard. And I feel like most people on transit are on their way to, you know, they have a cause. But then, as you know, the American election happened, I sat down with the director and we thought that it could be even more powerful to have a stream of women, genderqueer and trans folks coming down just to kind of create an image of camaraderie and strength in numbers, I guess. So the song took on a new meaning, which was like, I kind of didn't even realize that could happen. And that to me is something that's so beautiful about music videos, that the song can take on a whole new meaning.
Yeah. And I think songs in general, I mean, when you write songs, the intent that you might have just changes within each person. I mean, even just
each person's perception of it. Yeah, totally. Right.
And the music video here clarifies a meaning that I wouldn't have thought of, and it's really, really beautiful. Let's play this.
Thank you.
Yeah, good work. Let's play this song from the record, your EP, which is called
CDW.
All right, just your initials, and it's the song's called Work.
Thank you.
It's gonna take a bit of work. Oh, work. Now that you're here, whoa, work. 'Cause people come and go, but I think you should know that I think this will work.
Harmonies kick in, it feels like a hymn to everything you believe in.
Have you seen this Milk, M-I-L-C-K video and song yet?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you should go and just search for that, and you'll find this anthemic thing that is happening in that song and in your song that I think is going to be really important to people in 2017 and beyond. So
Thank you.
Good work.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for the music.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bob.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's Charlotte Day Wilson. The record that comes from came out this past summer called CDW. The song's called Work. The video is really just beautiful. Just go watch it. It's online now on the All Songs website.
So when I was getting ready for the show, I was just grabbing songs. And as you say, the meaning of songs change depending on what's going on in your life or in the world. And I just, every song I heard, I thought, yep, we're going to be hearing a lot more music like this year, songs of empowerment and songs of defiance. And this one by Jessica Hoop, the singer Jessica Hoop, is one that stood out to me. She has a new record coming called Memories Are Now. And just the name of that record sort of speaks to the importance of every moment in your life. And not what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day, but right now. What are you doing right now? It's about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps when you're facing hard times, and fighting for what you believe in. I'm going to play the title track, Memories Are Now, and you are going to hear Jessica Hoop sort of talking herself up. She's clearly trying to gird herself for anything that comes her way. And just pay attention to how spare the song is. I just love how she does so much with so little in the song. Jessica Hoop, Memories Are Now. Gets her hooks into you with that voice and that sort of thumping little bass line. It just sort of is always lagging just behind. It's just sort of stumbling along just behind the rest of the beat of that song. She says she recorded most of this record live to tape, just a couple of takes, which forced her to be in the moment, sort of like the name of the record and song suggests. So no second guessing. She says it's really just a bunch of positive affirmations and reaffirming this her personal vow, her dedication to landing all of her dreams in the face of adversity. Memories Are Now from Jessica Hoop. It is out February 10th. So it is coming up. And we're going to do a first listen on that record. We'll have it the week before the release.
Fabulous. And there's a nice tiny desk with her and Sam Beam. Why don't we take a break? We'll come back with
more music after this.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Lagunitas Brewing Company, which began on a kitchen stove in Northern California in 1993. From actually getting their beer into bottles and onto the streets, Lagunitas always looks to the future. Whether it's supporting local communities by turning beer into money for the cause, or simply fueling stories and songs with IPA and other fine ales. Wherever you go, beer speaks, people mumble. Mumble along at Lagunitas.com.
I mumble when I drink Lagunitas.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, mumble when you drink.
Speaking of mumbling.
Beer speaks. Yeah.
Alec Owensworth speaking.
Clap your hands, say yeah.
Yeah, indeed. So they have a new record, or he has a new record. Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah is the project of Alec Owensworth. It's obviously a band that tours and so forth, but he's got a drummer and a guitar player who have never recorded an album with him before. And I love this new record. It's adventurous. The song is sort of, it's called Down, parentheses, Is Where I Want to Be. And I thought, you know, that I've been down so long, it looks like up to me. Do you know the blues song that
yeah,
you know,
I was actually thinking of the Talking Heads song, Home Is Where I Want to Be.
Oh, but this isn't that.
Oh, no.
I mean, here he's so down, he wishes he could just be down.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's the sentiment that I sense from this song. New record coming called The Tourist from Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah. And let's play Down.
To the weather, I show you I don't care about no lucky street. You're out of luck, can't use your sense. You can't expect the government to let you in. Who am I to sympathize when?
Love it. Wasn't expecting that guitar shift in the last minute or so of that.
Yeah, there was a thing that reminded me a little bit of Devo in that guitar phrasing.
Yeah, I can hear
and,
that.
And I hear him quote lyrics from Bowie and the Rolling Stones and Lou Reed, just little snippets of words throughout the album.
Yeah.
It's a really great record. The guitar playing, besides Alec Owensworth playing guitar on this Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah record, Nick Krill is on guitar. Pat Berkery is on drums and Matt Wong is on the bass. Dave Fridman, who's mixed, worked with Alec Owensworth on a couple of other Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah records, mixed this one as well, got his hands on it. And Nick Krill also from the Spinto Band, you might remember the Spinto Band, also did some engineering. There are lots of nice surprises, lots of nice atmospherics.
Yeah, I think it's the best Clap Your Hands, Say Yeah record they've done in a while.
I'm with you. Let me do this. There's a group called Ought. Do you know Ought?
Ought, like yes. The Oughts?
O-U-G-H-T. Yeah, yeah. Lars Gotrich is a big fan of theirs, and we've done stuff on our blog with them. You're a huge fan, right?
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, that huge fan there is Noah, our intern.
Noah, right.
Yeah.
It's just been intern up to now, but I promise, I'll try to remember that.
So Noah, our intern's here. You're a huge fan of Ought, who Tim Darcy, who we're going to play, sings in, right?
Indeed. Tim Darcy, the front man, extremely theatrical, sort of a almost David Byrne-like character to me.
And Darcy doesn't write all the songs in Ought, and so here's a record that he put together while making one of the Ought records, sort of on the weekends and so forth. And I don't know if you haven't heard this yet, the whole album just flows from song to song. It's like one big mystery unraveling as you go, and it's really intense. I'm going to play the song, and the reason I chose Still Waking Up, the song I'm going to play from Tim Darcy, is that it is a different side of his voice that I don't hear on Ought. And give it a listen, see what you think.
I'm very excited.
Roy Orbison.
Thank you.
Orbison.
That's exactly what my reference is.
Yeah.
Exactly in that voice. Isn't it different?
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing. He has much more of a down-home American boy feel, as opposed to with his stuff with Ott, he's sort of yelping and undulating. Just had a more sincere vibe to it, whereas with his music with Ott, there's this undying positivity that feels like it has an edge of irony behind it. This was just him just crooning.
Tim Darcy's the artist. His record Saturday Night comes out on February 17th. It's hard to say it's one of my favorite albums of 2017, right? Because that would just be silly. But I have been listening to that record more than any other so far this year.
Well, speaking of taking a journey, actually, I don't know if you're ready for this, Bob. I don't know if you can take this.
I am sitting.
This is Father John Misty, new music from Father John Misty.
I've yet to hear
this. Josh Tillman. And this is a record I spent a lot of time listening to just the last couple of days, a new record that he has coming out called Pure Comedy. It is, you know, like his previous two records as Father John Misty, his vision is just so vast. And the scope of his vision and how deep his records are lyrically, it's just nearly impossible to follow everything that he's saying.
Because he doesn't want to just make a song and that be
a singer-songwriter
or even band, right?
Right. He's someone who's sort of unpredictable when he's
with intent, with great intent.
Intentionally unpredictable, so you're never quite sure either what you're going to get or how to take it when you get it. But this new record, Pure Comedy, it's basically just a deep dive into the state of humanity. And I can't even begin to tell you what he sort of looks at or takes on. He certainly looks at, like, there's a bit of politics in it, even though he says it's not political. He takes on, like, the environment and religion and fame. I mean, basically, it's all in there. So this song is the title track from Pure Comedy. Relatively short at about 6.5 minutes, considering there are other songs on here like pushing 15 minutes. But here's the title track from Father John Misty, Pure Comedy. See if you can keep up with everything.
At 6.
For some reason when I go to the...
Yeah.
The comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like, say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk. He says as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're told with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits, and they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts, written by a woman hating epileptics. Their language is just served to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. Till there's nothing human left, just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
Get all that?
It's something about people who have half brains, who is some allegory going on here, assigning meaning to life where none exists.
Yeah, a little bit of that. A little bit, you know, gets into some celestial big picture questions, existential stuff at the end there. He begins the song by saying, "The comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our mother's hips. So nature devised this alternative. We emerge half-formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in." Here's everything you've missed so far.
I can't wait.
He's kind of a mad genius when I listen to his songs. He's a really, really good composer, great orchestrator. I mean, his chord progressions and everything. I don't know how much help he gets on, like, the string arrangements and stuff like that and that came in at the end there. But he is a great composer.
He reminds me of so much in this music of Elton John.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. I think he definitely is informed by that.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight.
Even the melody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0 hours. That's Elton John, Rocket Man. That's all you'll hear. But it came to mind as all of this was unfolding. I can't wait to dig into this.
Yeah, the record Pure Comedy is out April 7th. And, you know, at the beginning of this track, Pure Comedy, you hear him sort of futzing around in the studio. And I'm pretty sure that you hear a little snippet of a song called Bored in the USA that he had on his last
record.
Can we
just hear a tiny bit?
At 6.
For some reason, when I go to
That piano part to me sounds like he's working on the song Bored in the USA, which was from his previous record, I Love You, Honey Bear. Quite a guy with quite a vision, you know. He got his start. People first knew him as the drummer of Fleet Foxes. Who would have ever thought this was in him, right? He's back there quietly drumming, singing harmonies. Yeah, pretty amazing stuff. Father John Misty.
I'm going to take us out on a group that we saw at South by Southwest, Overcoats. Overcoats were the group I thought would be a group I'd be talking about for a long time. When I saw Overcoats at the church in Austin, they were foursome, though obviously the duo, the two singers in up front, Hannah Ellion and J.J. Mitchell, rule the band. It seemed to be their songs. On this record, it's just them doing all the music. I think you'd love this. This is a song called Hold Me Close. A lot of good music.
Lots to think about.
Indeed. We spoke earlier about Tiny Desk Concerts. The contest submissions end. So if you haven't thought about what you're doing, just wait till the last day, the 29th, and then do it.
Yeah, at least half of the entries all come in the last 24 hours.
Absolutely do. The rules and all that stuff is at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. And enter. I love watching these things.
Yeah, it's good fun.
Thank you. Here's Overcoats. Take care, Mr. Hilton.
Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Bye, Noah.
Goodbye.
His words don't mean nothing. It shows right through his teeth. He walks the world like I should know what it means. He's a man of armor. Don't blink, no need to please. But he still looks to me to cuff his sleeves. So beneath his clothes, but he knows what he is, where